This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, when people hit a tough patch, what do? They take care of themselves, right? Get a self-help book, maybe. Make sure they eat right, get plenty of exercise. Maybe a little retail therapy, too. Who knows? Companies do that, too. You know, that last part. It's called a stock buyback, and Apple has just done it in grand style. The company has bought $14 billion worth of its own shares in the past 2 weeks since it reported some lackluster profits and saw its stock price tumble. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith takes a look at Apple's corporate self-help.
They say if you want to find love, you have to learn how to love yourself first. And the same goes for companies. Bill Krayer is a senior technology analyst with Edward Jones.
The reason that the company is doing this is they are trying to send a message to the market that they have confidence in the company's outlook and that they believe the market misunderstands the story and is undervaluing the future prospects.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people buy me.
It's kind of like hush money.
Paul Kodrowski is a partner with investment bank Garibaldi Capital. He says Apple's investors are frustrated their shares are losing value. And meanwhile, Apple's sitting on around $160 billion in cash reserves and doesn't appear to be investing in new research or buying up other companies.
You don't get to have it both ways. You don't get to hang on to it, not buy anything, not spend more money on R&D, and say, by the way, you investors can have it. You don't get to do that. You're a public company and you have obligations. And so they've created this trap for themselves and now they're stuck.
Also, investors like a buyback because it increases the value of their stock, says James Angel, a professor at Georgetown University.
The cool thing is, if you're a shareholder, you discover that suddenly you own a bigger fraction of the company.
There are fewer shares for sale, so those shares are worth more. All told, Apple has said it plans to spend about $60 billion on stock buybacks. That is a lot of self-love. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.